It is a great privilege for me to be here at Mount Hermon and listen to the screen go up. It's great to be in the company of people who love Jesus and want to make a difference through how we live and what we write. And of course, how we live is much more important than how we write, and ultimately will determine how we write, not necessarily how well we write, but the reservoir out of which our writing flows is our life, God at work in our life, and our response to God at work in our life. And the way that He works in our life, of course, is not always pleasant. And when He works, can anyone testify to that? And when He does those things in our life that answer our prayer when we say, Lord, make me Christ-like, we then turn around and say, Lord, please take that away. Our new prayer request is take away the very thing that you have sent to answer my prayer of becoming more like Jesus. And so we need to have a perspective that realizes, as a few of the prayers reflected, which I really appreciated, you know, it's really not about us. It is about Him. I've got a note on my computer monitor. It's not about me, it's about you. And I've got another one that's even more biblical. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, we might be able to do a lot of things that we could say, well, actually, I did this, 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 and this. Yes, and it all amounts to nothing in terms of eternity apart from the Lord. We are like the ball boys and the ball girls at Wimbledon. My wife and I like to watch tennis. Nancy loves to sit in the back. Are you back there? Could you stand up? She's back there somewhere. Say hello to Nancy if you can see her. There we go. Yeah. Do some of you relate to not liking to sit up front? Yes, those of you in the back relate to that. Okay. And Nancy loves the Lord and hates to sit up front. But I'm so glad she loves the Lord, and she is my best friend and inspiration, and the mother of my two wonderful daughters who both got married a year ago last summer, 7 weeks apart. And for someone who doesn't like to be up front, your daughters getting married 7 weeks apart was a challenge. But she did absolutely great, and the girls did great, and they loved the Lord with all their hearts. And one of the great joys, by the way, that I had was the summer before they got married, their summer job was to, full-time job, was to write a book with Dad. And so we wrote The Ishbane Conspiracy together, a novel that has characters that range from age 17 to 21. And it was a great joy to spend that time with my daughters, one of the great thrills. And also one of the thrills has been that several publishers have asked them since then, girls, we see that you wrote this book with your dad, and so we wondered, would you write a book for us, like maybe teen fiction or something like that? And both of their responses have been, you know what, this writing thing is really hard work. I mean, really hard work. And they said, so we're going to wait a little while and get a little more life experience and maybe return to writing at some point.